This is Jules, and this is my co-host,
and Susie's here.
Okay, guys, now to continue from our preview podcast of last week, which is how many of you do or do not do the licky-licky. Take it from here, Juicy, so that we could hear you speak
okay.
And then I'll chime in.
So, as you all should know, the licky-licky, as we describe what the slurpy-slurpy is, now it's for the girls, the licky-licky. Licky-licky is when a guy, who should, throw down on a woman. In other words, eat her pussy. Lick it, devour it, go at it like it's a good ice cream or a good piece of fruit. Enjoy it as you guys enjoy when we do the slurpy slurpy.
Exactly.
So as our co-host, as my co-host, we want to know why some men will not do the licky licky. That is very, very unfair. If us girls do the slurpy slurpy, why won't you men do the licky licky?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many reasons why men don't want to do it. I think it's so unfair. I think it's so unfair. If you men want a girl to do you, to give you the slurpy slurpy, then guess what? A girl wants the licky licky.
Exactly. And there's some, just like there are some women, like I said last week, that feel
yes.
offended and violated, there are some men that actually feel offended to have to go down there and lick a woman. Like, you
yes.
know, like, they're
very
better
true.
Than that.
Very true. Very true. That is very true. So, licky licky and slurpy slurpy all involves foreplay. That's basically what foreplay is. Now, licky licky and slurpy slurpy, foreplay means to get a person hot, to get them in the mood. Am I right?
Yep.
So, men, it's so easy for you to get in the mood, but us girls need more incentive to want to continue. Just don't expect us to open our legs and wait for you to put it in and do your thing and you're done. You must be nuts. Us girls want a little bit plus, right, Jules? Very true. The slurpy slurpy. I'm sorry, guys. See? My dirty mind takes me back to you guys. Sorry.
Yeah, like a lot of men assume and want to think that just because a woman went down and sucked his dick, that we got wet as shit and we're in the
mood. Thank you. Very well put, Jules. Thank you. So true. No, not really. We're doing it to please you guys to probably get the idea. Because, listen, guys, we're not always in the mood. So a little licky-licky just does the spot. Now, licky-licky gets us in the mood. You need to get that nice and wet and juicy. My name is Juicy. To get it nice, all juicy and wet and ready so you guys can finally do the humpy-humpy-dumpy. The humpy-dumpy, you know, the what was that song, that rapper song?
The point is that when you go down there, what you're supposed to do for those men who want to do it but don't know how to do it, always start from the inner labia, from the back up to the front, working your way towards the clitoris. You gotta win a song.
I like that. Very well put.
You wanna start from the top down. No, you're doing it backwards.
Very well put. Yes, why, to me, I have that area right there where the clit is located. To me, it has three varies. There's the top, the middle, and the bottom.
Right.
You either lick the middle, which is the point to start, or you can lick from the top, just, it does just as good, or you can lick from the bottom. It does, all three points do the job. Now, don't lick on that area, don't lick on this area, don't lick all the way in the bottom. You want to go on, you want to go for the hole? By all means, knock yourself out. But, so you guys don't get lopped off, or get too tired, or your tongue can't take it, stick to number one, number two, and number three, and you'll be doing just fine.
Yeah, it kind of works like a wax on, wax off.
No, it's a wax on, a wax off. No, it's the up and down. It's not the wax on. No, it's up and down. Up and down. Oh, no, let's not forget the up and down and the side and from side to side.
Exactly. And then when your tongue gets tired and you need to get a little bit of rest, when you know that she's, like, there, then you can start using your fingers and everything else. That'll substitute a little bit so you can get a bit of a rest.
Very good. Very well put. A guy who's gifted in that could do that. Could do that. Yeah, very well put. But then the other hand...
I mean, not every man can do it, though, because not every man has that touch.
But then on the other hand, Jules, there's some men who won't do it. What are the reasons the men out there won't do it? There's so many factors that a man will not do it. Why? Because the male factor.
Yeah, they just don't want to go.
Come on. I mean, now, a guy should know how clean a woman is by, now, let's be honest now, if it's just a hookup, don't bother. There's no point. Yeah. If it's just a hookup and you don't know the girl, don't bother.
That's just nasty because you don't know where it's been.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And so if you really like the girl, you really know her enough, then by all means, do it. But on the other hand, some girls don't like it either, which I find really weird. Which I find really, really weird. Some guys do not want you to do licky-licky, which I don't get either.
I guess it's just, you know how they say different strokes for different folks?
Very well put, and maybe a girl don't want a guy's mouth down there when his mouth kisses her face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right. No. I am big for that shit. Oh, my God. I don't know why. After I get eaten, don't try to kiss me. It's not happening.
I must be such a total freak because I love when a guy does that and then comes to kiss me. I'm like, oh yes, like that.
Like I'm big. Like when I'm having relations, sex, whatever you want to call it. I always have, like, a bottle of water, soda, something next to me, because during that process, you get, like, thirst quenched, you know?
Yeah.
So I tell him, I'd be like, listen, drink something, get that shit off of you, and then you could come and kiss me, you know?
Wow, I'm surprised.
I have no reason. I'm lying if I say it's because of this or because of that. My brain just won't allow it.
I actually enjoy it. I mean, I actually enjoy it when really depending who the guy is. You know, there are just some guys that I really want you just to do the licky-licky, and then you get some, and you're done. And you could go, you know, like you guys like to do it, us girls do too. Okay, you could go. We're done. Okay, bye. Thank you. One of those. But I actually enjoy a man that I love very much, after he's done with me, come and kiss me. Hey, I love it. I get to taste me. I get to taste me.
Well, you're special. You're actually what I call a special situation, only for the simple fact that you like guys and girls. So you would like the taste of pussy.
Oh, shut up.
And you know
okay,
what?
Okay, okay. Okay, well put, well put. Okay, guys and girls, I know.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe, like, it I don't want be. To taste myself. I don't know.
It could be. It could be. I think you're right. I mean, girls, if you have imagination, you know, if you really with a guy, you know, that's your man and you have a good relationship and it's you and him, then there's nothing wrong with that. It's all cool. It's all cool. But if you don't like it, at least try it once. If you don't like it, then you let him know, okay, you know, we did this, we did that, but next time, don't come and kiss me after you did that. Then after that, he will never do it. You just got to set your boundaries. You just got to say, well, let's not do this, let's not do that. It's just, you know, this way, all the licking, slurpy, slurpy, now. Now, it's funny how us girls don't want a guy to come kiss us after he does the licky-licky. But guys do not want us kissing them after we've done the slurpy-slurpy.
Some guys are like that.
Guys do not want you kissing them after you do the slurpy-slurpy.
Do they, Jules? Not the ones that I've been with.
Okay, there you go. So there are some guys who are a little restrictive who will say, no, don't kiss me after doing that. Don't kiss me after taking my dick.
Right. It kind of plays into the same thing like me. Like, I'm big with that. Like, after you eat me, don't kiss me.
Yeah, and it goes the same way with the men. They don't want you kissing them after you've been down there. No, they don't want that. So, but then we go back to the reasons why men won't do it. Now, guys, if you feel funny about that and you're not too sure, watch some porn. Or look at some magazines.
You could actually, now that you say that, you could actually buy videos, whether it be online or you want to bring it home and watch it on your TV as opposed to the internet, there are how-to videos on how to do just about anything you want with a woman, from eating pussy to having sex to doing missionary for those of you that don't know how to do it to doing just about anything from bondage crazy shit to how to play with toys to anything. So that's
why you say
a person can't figure the shit out.
Funny how you say missionary. Isn't missionary when you just lie there?
Yeah, the lady lays down, puts her legs up on his shoulders, and he goes away plowing.
that's a very interesting missionary, but missionary is usually when the girl is just laying flat.
Yeah, laying on her back.
It?
Missionary is the one where her legs are up on, like, his shoulders or something, or his chest. Well, some ladies can't do that, and they just fold their legs, you know, like in, like that arch-type position with the feet flat on the bed or the floor or wherever.
Okay.
When we post the picture for this one, we'll show a sample picture of what I call the missionary and what I know Juicy is calling the missionary, so that you guys get an example of it.
Okay, we're getting off point now. Let's stick to the licky licky. So as Jules was saying, there is video out there. You can find some kind of footage to discover and find a way how to do licky-licky for some men who don't really know it. But I think it's just simple just to try it and give it up. Just try it and But you need to sample it. It's not as hard as some guys think it is. It's not that hard. If you're not doing it right,
let me tell you something. It shouldn't be that difficult. But there are guys that cannot eat pussy to save their fucking life. If their life depended on it, they would die. I'm so serious. I have been... Enough songs have been down there for me to tell you. And you have heard a lot of my crazy-ass stories. But there are guys that are just like gods when they go down there.
Yes.
You don't even need to fuck me after you're done.
Very well put. But what would be the reason why a guy won't do it? Because he don't know? Fine, there is ways.
Some guys feel intimidated because they feel like they're not that good at it. And rather than embarrass themselves, they rather
Very good. And there's some guys who just think it's disgusting. So unfair that they think it's disgusting.
Yep. Some guys feel it's disgusting. Some guys feel that while it doesn't smell when they first go down there, after the woman starts getting wet and juices start coming out, that's when the smell comes out. And there's
That's not true.
I don't know. In my opinion, it's better. If there's a smell that starts coming out of there when they're doing you, then you're rotten on the inside.
Thank you.
I'm just being smart.
A proper diet.
If there's some type of smell coming out when you start getting wet, you should really honestly get yourself checked.
Yeah,
that's very true. That shouldn't be happening.
Very true. Yeah, very true. You need to have a proper diet so your body is all functioning well. You need to really take care of that. You know, I mean, it's simple. Soap and water. Give it a try. Use it maybe twice a day, if not three times a day. No big deal.
Yeah, but even at that, don't they sell like those, they're like towelettes. They look like towelettes. Those condoms that you're supposed to use when eating pussy. For those of you that don't like it, they say they're supposed to taste like cherry or bubble gum.
Here we go. It's called dental dams.
Okay, well that's...
It's called dental dams. It's a plastic sheet. It's like a plastic rubber sheet that goes over the pubic area, the pussy, to... It gets very soft. So you feel the tongue and you feel the clit, and basically that's all you need.
It's actually good for those that don't like the taste of pussy for whatever reason, whatever tooth they flew, then that's actually a good thing for them to use.
Well, the purpose of dental dams is considered protection.
Yeah, but
disease.
I personally can't see myself or anyone going down on a person that they just met, you know?
Yeah, very true. Then, if you don't have dental dams, Saran Wrap works as well.
Oh, you can get it.
Saran Wrap works very well. It does the job. It does pretty well. Okay, so that works as too. There's so many ways and ideas to think of to decide to do the good, to do the licky licky on the girl.
There's your alternative if you can't find the dental dam.
Yeah. I mean, the dental dam is better. You're not going to go to some store, or even a drugstore. You're not going to find dental dams in a drugstore.
Of course not. I don't think so. I think you got to go to, a sex shop to get something like that.
Very true. You have to go to a sex shop to get a dental dam. Or if you're in the village, you could find dental dams anywhere.
Yeah. The village in our case would be New York.
New York, Greenwich Village,
Right.
Greenwich Village, where
we're New Yorkers. That's why we're saying the village. Wherever you are would be where all the free living spirits would be found.
Yes. The village is the spot to be. Very true. The village is the spot to be when you're not inhibited. That's the place to go. That's the place to go.
Right. But I really think that with at least the men who are against going down and doing the licky licky, give it a shot with the dental dam. Try the saran wrap. And if after you try it like that, and this is if your partner, your female partner, is really interested and wanting you to do it, I think it's a sacrifice, if that's what you want to consider it, to try just for your partner.
A sacrifice?
And then it's not like you pay bills. Some people make
it like paying bills.
It's not. They may be that grossed out where they're like, oh my God, I gotta do this. It's like mentally it kills them, but and it may be considered a sacrifice for them. But if it's not considered a sacrifice and you just want to please your partner, even though you may not like doing it, you just tell her, hey, listen, how about we try something new? Let's try some dental dam. You know what I mean? For those of you that are trying to con your partner, for those of you that your partner already knows that this is something that you don't like, just use the saran wrap. Save the money. See how you like it. You know what I mean? And if it works, it works. Then you know what? Now you're satisfying your partner, which means you may get the night of your life.
Very true. Very true. But then we go back to why guys won't do it. Some find it disgusting only because they always think of the fact that we have our periods down there.
Yeah.
What I found when a guy starts thinking of pros and cons to do the licky-licky, saying, you know what's my last idea when he's finding pros and cons to the licky-licky? Is he freaking gay?
Yeah.
A guy who just tries to find all ways to get out of it and bring up all the excuses just got to be gay. If that's not the case, girls, then if a guy is not into doing the licky-licky, there's also another way to think. He does not like you.
Oh.
He is not feeling you.
There's something wrong with you. Now that you say that, some men also see going down as a woman as something very, very intimate, and it's like soul bearing for them. That is
very
so
good.
True.
I like
some
that.
Some men will refuse to do it simply because they feel like if I'm doing this, you are the one.
Yeah. Well. Now, girls, if you mess doing the licky-licky, then you're the one. Then you're the one, so you girls are doing good. But that's very well put. Very well put.
Okay, guys. Millie, we gotta stop this. I'll call you back in 2 minutes.